Hi everyone, I'm Dr. Adam Wiener. This is the Euro-Onc Minute. It's quick insights from the experts in urologic oncology. We're in London, England at EAU Congress 2026. We're featuring a number of great urologists and other guests here to talk on important insights for our audience members. We're joined by Dr. Nikita Bhatt. She's from St. Vincent's University Hospital in Dublin, Ireland. And we're talking about a really great topic. First, thank you for coming on the show. Appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me.
And you have committed yourself to a really great important project here, which is hematuria and the evaluation for genitourinary malignancy, which I think is something we don't always think about, at least in the acute setting, like when a patient presents to the hospital. But tell us about your project.
Thanks, Adam. So essentially, this project is looking at emergency admissions for hematuria, and it's something that we've done with the British Urology Researchers and Surgical Training, which is a trainee collaborative. And the background is that about 25% patients do present with emergency hematuria on audiology admission, so it's quite a sizable number. But I don't know what it's like in the US, but we have no guidelines or no standardized approach to how these patients should be managed. And we assume there would be a lot of variation in this area. And from our previous study identify, we knew that about a third of these patients could have underlying malignancy, so potentially important finding that requires addressing sooner rather than later. So with that in mind, we launched the Washout a couple of years ago. Actually, we've just closed the study last month, and we have now got 8,700 patients across almost 400 centers internationally, and a lot of interesting insights have come through from this study.
Yeah, and I looked at the abstract, and I gotta say, I was quite impressed by the numbers. So clearly this collaborative effort has been worth it, and I'm sure you guys got a lot of insights from it.
Yeah, I mean, the PERS collaborative methodology is amazing. Like, our collaborators are always supporting us through our studies, and that's the only reason why we're able to sit and talk about this today. So I'm really grateful to them and our funders for supporting our study. I would say the biggest highlights would be the fact that these patients don't do that well overall. So our primary outcome was length of stay, readmission, and mortality. And the length of stay was median of 4 days. Readmission was about 15% over 3 months, and mortality was almost 10%. And then there are some high-risk cohorts that have even worse outcomes, people with radiation cystitis or underlying malignancy. But then interestingly, as expected, we found that almost a quarter of patients on admission had an underlying cancer, and 77% had urothelial cancer. But then when you look at the follow-up data, that number goes up to 30% total patients who had underlying cancer. And only under half of these patients got any imaging on admission. Only a third of these patients had any intervention at all. So to think about these findings, what I would say is that these patients are presenting in large proportions, and they're not being worked up. There's a lot of variation in how they're being worked up, and it's a potential miss if you think about the underlying malignancy rate. So if you are in hospital and you have your workup done, it takes a median of 1 day. And when they're discharged, it's taking a median of 21 days to reach the point of diagnosis. And then obviously you need a PT or a cystectomy, which would take even longer.
So that delay is kind of the opportunity miss that y'all encountered when you looked at how people were handling these inpatient consultations.
Awesome.
And there was a consultation place for every one of these patients?
Yes. We only included patients that were admitted under urology. So we did not include anyone, say, who was under medics, unless urology was involved. But then we also did a regression analysis, and our findings would suggest that if you delay intervention, this means imaging or surgery, like a cystoscopy, by over 2 days or 48 hours, then it worsens the outcomes. So the length of stay goes up by 5 days. Mm-hmm. The mortality increases by 2%, and the readmission rate increases by 3%. So just missing that window of opportunity is resulting in worse outcomes from this early data set.
Mm-hmm. So if you and from your reasoning from the findings here, it sounds like y'all are working on drafting some sort of universal approach, at least in your healthcare system. Why don't we tell us a little bit about What's that looking like?
So once we have looked at our data set with the follow-up period, we will work with the GIRFT group, which is the Getting It Right First Time group in the UK, to set out some sort of guidelines on how these patients should be managed. And we're hoping that once we start publishing in this area, we would be able to include some sort of a statement in all the major guidelines internationally, whether it's EAU or AUA, because we have a strength in numbers. And you're not going to get a randomized control trial in this area just yet. Maybe our study might inform a future trial if we bring up a standardized pathway and you compare that with a standard of care right now. It might in the future, but we have to start doing something that's more standardized for these patients and proactive.
Yeah, proactive specifically in evaluation, right?
Yes.
Because, of course, there are certain patients that demand a bit more management, right, because of the degree of hematuria, anemia or instability. But I think the focus here, like we're getting at, is those patients who might go under the radar, right? And then there's a delayed diagnosis.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the general perception is, like you're saying, that a lot of these patients can be frail and not fit for surgery. So we collected frailty data and actually more than 50% are fit. So these are not vulnerable, not frail, for actually clinically well patients. And the amount of patients that are being admitted unstable is only 5%. So the vast majority are actually well enough, but it's clearly an attitude thing, that because everybody manages. I don't know what's your anecdotal experience, but from what I've seen myself, I've always seen that they're managed extremely differently by consultant to consultant, center to center, and that's exactly what Washout has also shown. From center to center, the variation in admission and protocols is very different.
Well, worthy work, and we always like to end the show with a bit of future directions. You kind of talked about this, so we have a forthcoming major publication coming from y'all, but then where do you hope to take that data?
I hope that we can use this data to inform future guidelines, Adam, and hopefully change practice that way.
Absolutely. That's the way to go, and it's worthy cause, right? So, Dr. Bhatt, thank you for joining us on the show. This is the EuroOnc Minute. Hope y'all have enjoyed this one, and we're going to keep moving with our features here at EAU Congress 2026.